In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. People want a little demonstration of the power of God. A little sign that God is really active in this world, working all things for their good. A little proof that he is not a distant God, but that he still cares about the events in my life and the events in this world. We all say that we love the Word of God, but few are content with the Word of God. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will never believe. Jesus chides not the Father, but the people. The you is plural. He chides men of every generation who continue to search for something outside of the Word of God for certainty of God's love. God does give signs. Think of the plagues of Egypt. How did Egypt respond to those signs? They hardened their hearts. How did Israel respond to those signs? They too perished in the wilderness. God does give signs. He heals this official's son. But signs are not equal to the Word of God, nor are they above the Word of God, but they are meant to serve and lead back to the Word of God. We pay the Word the highest lip service, and yet in practice, we desire to see something or to feel something. Christians want something in addition to the Word of God. We don't just want to hear that Jesus rules over all things. We want to see a noticeable change in the world or in our life. We don't just want to hear that God is working all for our eternal good. We want to feel that power of God working in us, at least granting us a calm demeanor to handle whatever life may give. We don't just want to hear that God is with us. We want to see it. In the midst of the chaos and the uncertainty, we want to see life at least trending in a good direction, never getting worse. So we aren't content with creeds and confessions, though we should be. We aren't content with the teachings of the Word of God. We want something more, some tangible physical proof in our own personal life that God loves us and is with us. So we look for signs and wonders. Something, anything that seems to be out of the ordinary, so we can chalk it up to divine intervention with God directing us toward this or that. I was planning on taking this job, but got a flat tire on the way. God must not want me to take it. We know the second commandment forbids omens, horoscopes, astrological signs, and divination. And yet we view that nail in the tire as an omen from God, directing us to what we should do. Car accidents, fires, and diseases become signs that God wants us to go right and not left. We do this because life is full of very hard, difficult choices. And we love God and want him to direct and guide us. And so we try to see his hand in all these things. Yes, God does guide and direct us. But he has never promised to do that outside of his word. How do I know that the flat tire was from God? How do I know that the dream, the vivid dream I had, is actually from God? God has not promised to deal with us in any other way except by his word. And that bears repeating. God has not promised to deal with us in any other way except by his clear word. We don't read the tea leaves. We read his word and then we decide. We don't look for divine intervention. We look for the clear teaching of the Word of God, and then we act accordingly. That Word is God's will for our life, specifically The Ten Commandments are how God is directing us and leading us and guiding us. 10 clear, simple commands that are to order each and every situation in our life. So instead of men telling their personal testimonies and stories of how God's hand moved them left or right, why not tell our testimony of how God's 10 simple commands directed us in our day-to-day affair? We should know those commandments by heart. And if you don't, now is a good time to start learning them. This is how God directs us. As far as signs and wonders, he says that no sign will be given except the sign of Jonah. The sign of Jonah is the death and resurrection of our Lord on the third day. All other biblical miracles point to that. All Old Testament miracles find their fulfillment in Christ crucified, and even the events of nature today, the events of life today, direct us back to that sign of Christ crucified. Whether it be a natural disaster, a disease, a hardship, whether we want to call it COVID or cancer, whether it's marriage, family, and tremendous blessings from God, all signs direct us back to Christ crucified. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, and we are content with that. Christ crucified is the answer to every prayer we have ever prayed. Christ crucified is the standard that leads us into the presence of God and then back out into the world. His cross tells you what diseases and cancer and aches and pains actually mean. His cross tells you what marriage and family and prosperity actually mean. It answers why the world is still here and what God is doing. And even what our purpose is. I know it doesn't give specifics as to which job to take. And where it doesn't, we seek godly counsel. We talk to our pastor and other Christians. We seek to order ourselves by the Word of God. And we make the best decision we can with the information given, trusting that God will bless us. It's a matter of trust to live by the Word of God, to forsake omens and signs and horoscopes, and to live by the clear Word of God, confident that He is the director of our future. And whether our decision turns out in the way that we want, thanks be to God, or it turns out completely opposite, causing us more financial hardship, more pain, more trouble, thanks be to God. We didn't miss anything. We didn't miss a special sign from God. It may be a cross to bear, but it's meant to lead us back to the Word of God and His cross. So our response to whatever happens in life is to repent and believe. Even the good things in life. Jacob, when he is coming back with his whole family, divided into two great camps, prays that he is not worthy of all the blessings that you have shown your servant. Even the blessings of life lead us back to repentance and faith. Maybe things will work out in the way that we desire. Maybe it will be an unbearable burden for the rest of our life. Either way, repentance and faith back to the cross of Christ. He has given us that clear sign that He is ordering all things for our good. He has given us a clear sign that all trouble will work out for our good, the font. He has given us a clear sign that He is with us always, regardless of what we face throughout the week or in our life, the altar. We have changed and moved. He remains unchanged. Far too many want omens, demonstrations of power, divine intervention, something out of the ordinary to know what God is trying to say to them. Far too few are content with his word, his absolution, his baptism, and his supper. Yet that is divine intervention. That is the power of God not only guiding us in this life, but out of this life and into salvation. That is what changes the world, because it changes our hearts from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. So repent and believe. God is not a distant God who lets you do as you please. He speaks to you clearly and directly in his word. God has not given you signs in flat tires, but he has given you signs in the sacraments. He is leading you, he is directing you, he is guiding you toward life. He sent the royal official away with simply a word. The man saw nothing, but went because he had the word of Christ and believed. He does the same with us. He gives us a word, and we may see no change in the world or in our life. He serves us his supper, and we may feel no different as we walk out of this sanctuary. But we believe his word. We believe he has given us a word of life. We need nothing else. So the body continues to fail. Thanks be to God, I live. Trouble, chaos, and uncertainty continue to abound. Thanks be to God. God has healed and made all things new. We don't get what we desired in our life or in the day. Thanks be to God. We have greater blessings from God. Yes, God is quite active in this world. He is ordering all things, raising up governments and tearing them down, giving life and taking life, giving blessings and allowing hardships. Why? To lead men back to his word, so they can hear proclaimed once more, Christ crucified. He orders all things not as personal signs to direct the affairs of your life, to which you must read, but he orders all things to lead you back here, before his altar, so he might feed you life once more, and you may depart in faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.